So you're not gonna have a best man?
Here's the thing, Zoe. Peter's always been a girlfriend guy. All his dude friends just fell by the wayside.
Why is it weird that I had girlfriends?
Nothing, we're just saying you never really had a best friend is all.
Well, who's your best friend?
Your brother, Robbie.
What's up?
He's about the coolest guy I know.
So what do? How do I meet friends?
If you see a cool-looking guy, strike up a conversation and ask him on a mandate. Okay, you know what I mean? No. Casual lunch or after-work drinks. You're not taking these boys to see The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, God, I love that movie.
Okay, here's the deal. Maybe if I Love You Man was left in the oven a little bit longer, it would have been a better film. However, it feels half-baked, like the director landed Jason Segel in the cast and wanted to rush production before everyone forgot his last hit, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The film tells the story of a guy who needs to find a best man for his wedding. Soon he finds a new friend, and a bromance blossoms. However, this puts a strain on his impending marriage. Paul Rudd plays the uptight guy looking for a best man, and he does a fine job. But while he and Jason Segel have chemistry, their dudish banter really gets annoying fast. And the first hour of the movie is more effectively told in the trailer. If you're looking for an R-rated bromantic comedy, you might like this, but don't expect too much. I Love You Man gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.